Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, every week, our colleague from the Straits Times will talk to us or talk us through the biggest headlines coming out of Singapore for the week.
And a pilot facility initially set up for international business meetings amid the pandemic has now been converted into a facility to house COVID-19 patients instead.
So the Straits Times understands that Connect at Changi is now a community care facility. Now, such facilities would house people who test positive for COVID-19 but have mild symptoms and lower risk factors.
And speaking of Changi, Tim, the first batch of travelers from Hong Kong arrived at the airport yesterday. More than 200 short-term visitors from Hong Kong and Macau have received approval to fly into Singapore after border measures were relaxed for travelers from the two cities.
So these are Category 1 travelers from Hong Kong. So, well, welcome to them. Well, today we are joined by Tong Ting Wei, journalist from the Straits Times, to find out more. And we are talking about Connect at Changi this afternoon. Ting Wei, can you hear us? If you can, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, you can. There we go. So what do we know about the plans to convert Connect at Changi into a community care facility?
So before yesterday, we actually knew quite little, but yesterday night, Ministry of Health did get back with the replies about their plans for this operating Connect at Changi as a community care facility. So what they have said, because Connect at Changi, they are basically, it's occupying two halls at Singapore Expo, Hall 7 and Hall 8. So it has a total capacity of around 660 rooms. They were meant for business travelers to fly in and meet the local counterparts without actually physically interacting. So MOH.
So go ahead. I mean, you're going to clarify in terms of the updates from MOH?
Correct. So basically, MOH confirmed that Connect at Changi started acting as a community care facility on Monday this week, 23rd August. So it started off with Hall 7. And then it's expected that Hall A will be ready to take in patients as well on 1st September, which is next week. So MOH said that the rooms will be in operation for at least 6 months. So this is what we know so far. Connect at Changi has said that they will not be taking in any other visa travelers, as like they will not be doing their normal operations for the next 6 months at least. So that is what we have at the moment.
Ting Wei, what does this changeover mean for the future of Connect at Changi? I mean, its original purpose as a short stay facility for business travelers from around the world, and Singapore is gradually reopening its borders.
I think there's no definitive answer on it yet. So Connect at Changi has said yesterday that they will be waiting for the suspension of this Connect at Singapore scheme to leave before they reopen and take in more business travelers. But considering that MOH has said that this will be lasting for at least 6 months, right? 6 months in the future, I mean, it's quite far already. And I would think that at that time, there will be a lot, maybe a couple more travel schemes at least for travelers to come in and out of Singapore, and vaccination, and hopefully Singapore will have learned to live with COVID better. So, and I mean, the rest of the world will move forward as well. So if you look at it 6 months down the road, I think there might be the case that Connect at Changi might no longer be as relevant as it is now, because people will have learned to live with COVID, and then business travel arrangements will be quite different. So no clear answer yet, but it's quite murky for its future, I would think so.
Okay, we're speaking to To Ting Wei, a journalist at the Straits Times, about the latest developments here in Singapore. And one of that big development, I think really a big development for the aviation and hospitality industry here in Singapore, is that the restrictions lifted for inbound travelers from Macau and Hong Kong. They were lifted yesterday, and over 200 air travel passes have been issued so far. Ting Wei, any updates on this?
So I think the numbers were as of Tuesday. So basically,
as of Tuesday,
for Hong Kong, 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday. So there were 230 air travel passes issued to travelers from Hong Kong and 13 passes for Macau. So what these passes mean is they are for travelers from low-risk countries. And when they come in, instead of having to get quarantined and such, they can take one COVID test upon arrival. Mm-hmm. And if the COVID test is clear, they are free to go about their business in Singapore without taking any subsequent COVID tests and whatnot. So 230 it doesn't sound like a lot for Hong Kong itself, but I think if you put it into context, in the first 6 days for China's air travel pass scheme, when Singapore opened up to China, it was around 300 plus.
Okay.
So I guess relative to that, the demand is pretty okay.
Do you know if you mentioned that they are required to take one COVID test on arrival? Do you know how long it takes that test for them to get the results of that test? And I understand they have to be in isolation until they get the results, right?
Yeah, correct. If I didn't remember correctly, I think the results do come out within one day. I think it's possible that it might be longer, but I think for such travelers, it's like if you extend the test results, like if you take a lengthier period of time to do the test results, it might defeat the purpose of like kind of a no quarantine arrangement.
That's true.
So I think it's a matter of within
24 hours, right?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Separately, Tingwei, the relaxed measures kicked in last week for returning citizens and PRs. How was the response so far?
For this, the response, I think so far, again, as of Tuesday night, there are 63 Singapore citizens and permanent residents who have returned from the two cities, Hong Kong and Macau.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, doesn't sound like a lot, but I don't think like there's a lot of international traveling ongoing now. So, it's still people coming in that might not have come in without this easing of restrictions. And to put it into context, there are about 25,000 Singapore citizens living in Hong Kong and Macau. So, yeah, we wouldn't expect all of them to come back like all at once or anything. So, yeah, that's the status at the moment.
Okay, well, this is a good first step, I think, when we have this opening up to Hong Kong and Macau residents who will require, well, just one test. And they're free to go. All right, Tingwen, thank you very much for all the updates this afternoon. That is To Ting Wei, journalist from The Straits Times, right here on Primetime. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.